Hello and welcome to the Alter Aeon November 2019 monthly update audio presentation. I am Shadowfax, the voice of Alter Aeon. The Halloween Havoc event may be over, but our next event is just around the corner. This year's Fall Festival will begin on Wednesday, November 27th, and will end sometime on the morning of Monday, December 2nd. There will be a corn maze, turkey-themed Peaky arenas, and teleporting mobs to hunt down. Land ho! A new island has been discovered southeast of the island of Morja. This new area, called the Isle of the Dead, is a level 43 Group 7 zone for the continent of Gianassi. It was built by Morpheus and his dream team. Here are some highlights from the October changelog. You can now brag and show objects, which displays an abbreviated version of the Identify output. Great for showing off loot from tough dungeons or your master-crafted projects. The Luam rune can now be channel cast. This binds light to a spell's matrix, causing it to poison demons and vampires, but it only does half damage to angels. Be aware that rare creatures, such as drools, that have mingled demonic and angelic heritage, are treated as angels for the purposes of this rune. All the major crafts will accept a level argument. You can designate the level you wish the finished object to be, as long as it does not exceed your own. Drock added a craft description option, allowing crafters to spend a profession point to give a crafted object a custom long description. You can now add grips to wood-crafted bows and longbows, and leather-crafted whips. Forge check has been improved, so it will show the purity of ores you have, and also identify viable carbon sources for steelmaking. Drock finally finished up forged scales, something he has wanted to do ever since he first designed metallurgy. Scales can be added to leathercraft and armor to increase its AC and add the effects of the metal. Scale armor will generally not be as protective as its forge armor counterparts, but it can be rune carved if you know Firebrand. The runes are added to the leather the scales are attached to. Various tweaks to metallurgy, including more accurate forging costs that treat leftover metal from forging weapons and armor at the same price point as splitting or combining metals, a significant discount. I added some new job types in October: apothecary, wandmaker, clothier, forager, quartermaster, and anointer. In November, I'll be working on guild jobs. Morpheus has a pretty solid idea for a cartographer job, and we've been teasing assassin jobs for a while. In addition to preparing for the Fall Festival event, Morpheus will be working to set up job givers for most of the new job types on the newbie islands and on the mainland. Fishing derbies should be coming online in the next month or two. These contests will be held on Fridays, or whenever a god wishes to initiate one. Whoever catches the biggest fish by the end of the derby will be rewarded with experience and gold. This will use the information from the catch of the day to track winners. Don't worry, the COTD will be cleared at the beginning of each derby. Drock hates reagent lore. He thinks you should be able to see what affinities a spell component has without a skill. After years of contemplation, he finally came up with an idea of what to replace it with. But he failed to tell me what it was! Aziz, with assistance from Alessandra, has built two areas that should be released this month: the City of Ironheart, a level 37 Group 4 zone, and the Tunnels of Gorthic, a level 38 Group 10 zone. These areas will be located north of the Five Statues waypoint.